Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you a 90s kid? Are you?
Sometimes I think about the 90s. I know that everyone romanticized it. But what you could that? Sign me up.
Phineas.
For a world the without the internet. Hate how easy they can find me. Just by looking up my mom's address. I think about the 90s.
Okay.
I was not a problem.
Now, Hot Wings and I, probably not going to be 90s kids. Maybe you'll get some of them. I mean, I'm sure I'll know some things because I was alive, but I'm definitely like a 80s kid. Tommy, maybe you, what month is your birthday?
February 1999.
So you, okay, I said month,
oh my
not
God,
year. But
born in 1999.
Yeah. Yes.
You were born.
Just so 4 months
you,
know,
you might have done some of these things between March and Christmas that year.
Yep, when I was busy crying and pooping my pants.
Yeah.
Yep.
Maybe that's one of them.
Maybe.
Crying and pooped your pants, 90s kid.
Got it.
That never fully goes away.
No.
No, you just do it more in private.
Yeah.
So
yeah, just with more shame.
After a while, you start doing it in public again. So look forward to that transition. All right, give yourself a point. There's no way. I don't think anyone's going to get a point on this first one.
All right.
Have you ever called in or tried to call in to TRL to request a video?
Oh, I'm sure I did.
Were you obsessed with that show?
I loved TRL. And I was
You're going to get
so
a lot of points.
No. I was so pissed when TRL went from playing like the full music video to only like a couple minutes and then only like a minute and then 30 seconds. And I was like, this is not Total Request Live.
I was even mad about that.
Yeah,
I liked the video.
Yeah, squeeze in more ads though.
Yeah, it was so obnoxious.
Okay. This is very much for you then, Kelly. So Kelly gets a point. Maitland?
No.
No?
No.
Steve?
No. Definitely not.
Yeah, right.
No. I mean, I got
my beeper on. What am I not going to use my minutes?
Are you kidding? By then, we actually had jobs in radio. We knew requests weren't really taken by most people.
Shut up, Howie. It's real.
All right. Have you ever gotten annoyed when they would pan out to the noisy crowd outside or inside the studio during MTV's Total Request Live TRL?
If it cut off a song early, yes, absolutely. Otherwise, I always wanted to be in that crowd. I was like, that's so cool. I want to go to New York and stand out there.
Which is so funny because as an adult, maybe not, but that seems like the most boring thing to do ever there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stand on a street corner and yell when a cameraman points at you.
Okay. And yet watch the Today Show or any of those other shows. It's all stupid adults like, yay, I'm just wasting time here.
And I've always wanted to do it for the Today Show.
You have?
I love the Today Show.
I mean,
and
I like the Today Show,
too.
Bro.
Yeah.
Did you do it?
No.
Why not? You had your golden opportunity.
I really did. I don't know why we didn't.
You've always loved the Today Show, and you didn't do it. Did you not do it because you thought you'd get shamed by us and everyone you were with and other adults?
I'm pretty sure you guys said to bring a sign that said something about my radio dads.
Yeah, but I just wanted to make fun of you for doing that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, if you can get our logo on there, that's a totally different thing.
I'll do that next time.
Hello to my gay radio dads. That would have been really funny. I would have enjoyed that. All right. Kelly has two?
Well, no, I would just say one.
Have you ever dreamed of owning or did you own these Macs with the big tube?
One of them.
Are you kidding? Of course
the ones
that
had colored tubes on the back of the monitor.
I think it's the original iMac. Right?
It is, yes.
Yeah.
Every TV show that you watched had like the juice cafe that they'd all go to and they'd all have those computers in them. And
I honestly don't think I remember seeing one in real life.
Really?
Like, I don't remember ever seeing one who had one. I'm sure I must have.
I mean, I did, but...
It feels like at the store only.
I almost bought one recently because it popped up on a Facebook marketplace.
Really?
And it was like $40. And I'm like, oh, that'd be kind of cool.
And it worked?
I don't know.
It would have been kind of fun
for the retro part of it. Yeah.
To just... Is there a point where that can be an antique set up in your living room?
Yes. Turn it into a fish tank.
Yeah.
I was just going to say that was always my dream. I wanted to get one of them and turn it into a fish tank.
The designs of them were fun.
Yeah.
They were designed to look fun.
Very appealing.
Think different.
What you've said. Yeah, very appealing.
Everything was just an appliance at that point. I was, I was full HP Tower guy at that time.
How boring.
I know.
You got to think different, Hot Wings.
I wanted to, and I did. And now I have just a gray other computer.
Yeah.
My in-laws have a TV from years and years and years ago, and it's got really cool. It doesn't work at all, but it's a little, it's almost like a bubble TV from like the 50s or 60s. And it's got a blue color to the outside of it.
Ooh.
And then gold pieces of trim with that like wooden panel look on it, too.
Oh my gosh.
It's the weirdest looking TV, like it, because it looks like an antique, but it was actually used. And I've always said,
antique.
Yeah, I'm like, can I have that, please? I got nowhere to put it, but I will find a place. Like, I will find a place for something cool like that. Same with one of these computers. Absolutely.
Maitland reacted like the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers walked in.
Oh, yeah.
So excited.
That 60s decor is. So
that like space age, atomic age
you
stuff.
Would,
like,
you might watch a show. What was it called? It's the same guy that's in The Morning Show that played the head of the CEO, Billy Crudup, on Apple TV. Hello Tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. I've watched that.
But it's set in sort of a futuristic, not futuristic, a futuristic past of the United States where there's a lot of robotics and everything, and it's all set in that sort of early 60s style, where but there's robots and computers. And
they're all early 60s cars, but they all hover.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it has it's fun.
Hello Tomorrow.
I enjoyed it a lot because of just the setting and the scenes and stuff.
Yeah.
Have you ever had to get off the phone because off the internet because someone needed to use the phone?
Yeah.
Now you got everybody.
Now
Tommy,
I'm
you
on
had
board.
That?
Yeah, we lived down the middle of nowhere. So the day that we got off dial-up was like a big deal.
Oh, yeah. Was that how long ago, you think?
Probably 2003 or 2004.
Okay.
Maybe.
That's on the back end.
Yeah.
Pretty exciting. Let's see. Have you ever watched the Titanic on VHS?
Yeah.
Yes.
I had it on VHS.
It was two.
Yeah,
it was double.
Two. Yeah.
And it says, did you ever debate which tape you put in first?
Yes. Almost certainly.
Yeah,
I did that one.
Before
so that's two
I rewound
for me.
It in my 57 Chevy VHS rewinder.
Oh, so you didn't burn up the heads on your VCR?
Yep.
Yeah.
God. You ever learned a bunch of random trivia watching VH1's pop-up video? Then you're definitely a 90s kid.
Of course.
Love
God, that was a
video.
Good show.
Pop-up
it was
fun.
And then,
pop-up video.
On, I forget what, I guess it was ESPN Classic. They started running old games, and they stole the pop-up video idea. And that was fascinating. Like, if you watched one of your team's games or something. And the only one I remember is in the 1989 NBA Finals, which Dennis Rodman was in. And we all know how he turned out. He was shooting a free throw in one of them, and it said, there was not one single visible tattoo from any of the 24 players that played in this series.
Wow.
In the entire game. And it's funny, just Dennis Rodman shooting, and he's a blank slate.
That's crazy.
That's pretty wild. If you ever owned or wanted to own an inflatable chair in spite of knowing they were never comfortable.
Definitely.
I had one.
You did?
You did? What color was it?
I had the neon green couch, like the love seat.
I had a pink Hello Kitty one.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I bought it at probably Spencer's.
Obviously. I mean, where else would you go to get a dildo, a funny shirt, an inflatable chair?
Uh-huh. Yeah, because it was called...
That 10 by 20 space has everything.
It was called Funiture. Because it was so much fun.
Hard not to buy one.
Yeah.
How much fun did you have on it?
Oh, so much.
The most.
All the fun. Yeah.
It was great having to inflate the thing every 2 days.
Yes. You are a 90s kid if you've ever been tempted or did buy an album from an overpriced chain store like Sam Goody, or there were a lot of other ones. Where we were, there was it Warehouse Records? No, they weren't bad.
Best Buy.
No, they were fine. I mean, it was just a record store like all of them. I mean.
I don't think Best Buy counts, though.
It doesn't.
No, they were a little more discount. They forced a lot of these out.
Well, Best Buy sells everything. Yeah. But these truly record shops where it was cassettes, albums, and CDs.
That's it.
Like,
yeah, they only sold music.
Yeah, that was it.
We had posters.
We had the wall.
Yeah, they were different names everywhere.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember.
Camelot Music was what I grew up with.
Camelot Records, yeah.
I can't remember the music store that was in our mall. And I worked in our mall, so I could always go and grab a new CD, which was cool. But yeah, they were usually like $20 or $25.
Yeah, the difference was like $8 to $15.
Yeah, and then you go to Best Buy and it's $15.99. I'm like, what? No, I need this Britney Spears album to be cheaper, please.
All right. If you've ever made KB Toys one of your first stops when you visited the mall.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
My God, I loved KB.
Yes.
So ridiculous.
It kind of makes me sad that all those toy stores like that are just gone. Mm-hmm. Not that my kids care. They have more toys than they know what to do with, literally. All right. You're a 90s kid. Hot Wings and I are out on this one. I'll bet. If you ever owned or wanted to own a Furby.
I thought, yes. Loved my Furby.
Steve, probably not.
I did not have a Furby.
You're on the north end of millennial for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know. Kelly, you had one?
I had one.
Tommy, did you have one as a retro hipster or as a kid?
I did not have one as a kid, but most of my friends did. Those eyes scared me. I wasn't a fan of those things.
Yeah, they're weird.
A lot of my friends had them.
You're a 90s kid if you've ever looked for hidden 3D images in the Magic Eye book.
Oh my God. Yeah. That was the original coffee table book from the 90s.
You're a 90s kid if you quoted the Austin Powers film.
Oh,
what if you still do?
Mm-hmm. Still do.
I'm a 90s kid. Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Shagadelic.
Mm. You're a 90s kid if you ever quoted Miss Cleo.
Call me now, Miss Cleo.
Call me now.
Yeah.
So I know Miss Cleo, but I don't really remember it that well.
You could call her now for your free reading.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She was a phone psychic.
We took a bunch of clips of her, edited them, and then would call Miss Cleo's hotline as Miss Cleo. I don't know if anyone ever thought it was as funny as we did, but I know the company probably paid about $200 in Miss Cleo charges because we would dial it from the studio back then.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome, Knoxville.
That was fun.
That's for telling us we couldn't get chairs the first year because it would cost the other employees bonuses.
And then they got us wooden bar stools.
Oh, what a joy.
Yeah.
Have you ever danced the Macarena? Yeah, everybody's a 90s kid. Yes. That one doesn't count. Okay.
I mean, that's what we did when we went clubbing in the 90s.
Yes. Oh, yeah. This is one the guys know. Let's get out there and shake our tail feathers.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing.
Nobody said that, by the way.
Yeah.
Can you follow it up with Cotton Eyed Joe? Oh, God. I would like some hillbilly tech dance music, please. All right. We like talking about old snacks, so get ready.
Yes.
You're a 90s kid if you miss Dunkaroos.
Yeah. Miss them. I buy them at Costco now. You kidding me?
Are you serious?
They got the birthday
cake.
They're back.
Yeah,
you brought them in a while back.
Yes.
Yeah, they're back.
I ain't messing around. When they come out with the chocolate ones, I'm going to be fat as hell.
You're a 90s kid if you've ever watched TGIF.
Yep.
I know Steve.
Oh, yeah,
still close.
TGIF.
Dude, it's Friday night. And the mood is right.
Oh, you're
going to have some fun. Show you how it's done. TGIF.
You don't know what TGIF is.
I don't.
My God. That's
the Friday night lineup on ABC, like Full House, Family Matters.
Oh, I definitely watched it, but I didn't know it was
Perfect
called
Strangers. It changed a lot.
But there were a lot. It was
Dinosaurs,
sort of like,
TGIF, just the 10 of us.
Thursday on NBC was must-see TV.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely watched it, but I didn't know it was called that. So I'm not going to give myself a point.
Yeah, you got to know that.
This one, I don't know what it is. Have you ever watched Snick?
Yes.
What is it?
Yeah, it was something on Nickelodeon. I think it was like, I feel like it was basically the same as TGIF, where it was like a grouping of shows, and it was just referred to as Snick.
Like
Saturdays on Nickelodeon. I thought it was,
I remember Nick at Night.
Yeah. Nick at Night, for sure.
Okay, what about this one? I shouldn't know it. Do any of you know the address for Stick Stickley? Do you know who Stickley is?
I've,
That sounds familiar, but I don't know what it's from.
You're a 90s kid if you've ever sung along with Stick Stickley and you've known at any point in his life your his address by heart. Nick 97, Stick Stickley, P.O. Box 963, New York, New York, 10108.
No.
No, I'm not that 90s.
You're a 90s kid if you've watched any Disney movie on VHS. All 90s kids.
Yeah.
Love
it. Steve's wife has Steve's a collection wife. Of them.
I know, yeah. Yeah, being a 90s seriously, kid.
I love that.
I looked at my 90s collection yesterday.
Did any of you have or learn the lyrics to Disney songs by watching Disney's sing-along songs VHS tapes?
I didn't do those.
No. I just knew them like a normal person.
Yeah.
Have
like, why do I need a sing-along?
So judgmental for
I mean, yeah, they really enunciate when they sing.
I don't need a bouncing ball. Yeah. I'm not a dumb kid.
Yeah.
This one, give yourself a point if you've ever gone or wanted to go to the DZ Discovery Zone.
Discover what I can do.
Oh my God.
I was a little old for Discovery Zone.
I totally forgot about that, but hell yeah, I wanted to do that. Yeah. Oh my God, you're just like unlocking memories. My brain is hurting.
That and Space Camp were like so
Those were
there.
Your dreams?
Yeah.
Oh, I would have loved to go to Space Camp. Yeah, I knew a kid that went to Space Camp. We were so jealous of him.
Yeah, I knew a girl that went to Space Camp like every year.
Wow.
That's super rich.
That gets to be a bit much. Yeah, right. What
costs,
are you doing?
It costs a lot to go.
Yeah. You seem to like it.
You're a 90s kid if you ever watched the WB before it became the CW.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it had that little frog.
Yeah, Michigan J Frog.
All right, this one is a throwback. Like our kids, your kids, if they're young, do not understand this. You're a 90s kid if you remember rushing to the bathroom because the TV show you were watching was on a commercial break and you didn't want to miss any.
Oh, yeah.
We were teaching Evelyn about commercials the other day because we couldn't find the remote for the Apple TV, so we just put on the regular over-the-air TV.
Yeah.
And found something on there's one of the channels here has a PBS like substation. So she's watching that and she just sits back. She goes, "Too many commercials."
Oh, yeah.
That happened with our youngest, who's the same age.
Yeah.
But then eventually he learned to turn it into being like a TV know it all. So a commercial will come on and he'll turn around and go, "Hey, is this an ad? This is an ad, right?"
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll say, like if he walks in the room and there's a show on, he'll go, "Is this a series?" "Yes." "Oh, good. I like lots of shows." I'm like, I don't even know if you know what this means
what
per
saying.
Se, but I really enjoy the expertise from the little ad agency we have.
Yeah.
This one. Have you ever tried to keep a Tamagotchi alive?
Yes. I have a Tamagotchi right here.
Is it alive?
That thing's got to be so dead.
I think the battery died before the Tamagotchi died. But it chirped a lot at me. It was hungry often. Stressed me out.
So you already have four of those around you. Chirping a lot, hungry often, free beer, hot wings, Steve, Maitland, and Tommy.
Feed me.
Have you ever had or wanted the McDonald's Hercules plates?
Yes.
You did? I didn't know these were a thing until just now.
I remember the other cups that they had, but I didn't know the Hercules plates were a thing.
When McDonald's used to do the collectible dishes, like
commemorative
but the Herc
plates?
Ones were so
Yeah. Wait, you've never seen any of the commemorative plates for you?
I didn't know McDonald's did. Maybe I did at the time, but it didn't save, that's for sure.
Yeah,
I'm not giving myself a point because the Hercules one wasn't, but we used to save the cups because some of the cups were really cool.
I got a Shrek 2 one for Valentine's Day.
Like this year?
Yeah.
I wonder when the last time was that McDonald's gave out real glasses. Like when we were kids.
Like
that
was the Star Wars glasses?
Oh, yeah, the Star Wars glasses, the Peanuts glasses, all the McDonaldland glasses. We used to have like Grimace and Ronald McDonald and Mayor McCheese glasses.
We had all of those,
and we had all the Peanuts ones.
My favorite part of the only Egyptian restaurant I've ever been to was not the hamburger I ordered. It was that all of the cups they used were old McDonald's cups. Like what you're talking about with the McDonald Land characters or Star Wars or anything else. You order a drink, came in that. Order soda, came in that. It was in a house, by the way. It was very cool. I just don't like Egyptian food. To get to the bathroom, you had to walk through the kitchen of the house.
You got a hamburger at the Egyptian
place. Yeah.
Did they deliver it in a basket on a river? Because that'd be cool.
Let my burger go. He laughed at me. The guy that was the host and the husband of the family that ran it, he laughed at me. Yeah, we don't do many of those. I know. I hear that a lot. Have you ever gotten excited because you saw the TV cart being pushed into your classroom?
Yep. Yes. Oh, yes. God, yeah.
Everyone, that made me excited just thinking about it.
Amen. Substitute teacher day.
Yes. I met Bill Nye, the science guy.
Heck that's yeah. Bill.
That's
Bill,
who
Bill,
was on
Bill, Bill, Bill,
the
Bill.
Image
oh, really?
On the graphic. It was Bill Nye getting rid of science guy.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No.